A Kiss Because the World is Saved, written by Undead Robins and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. As the kaiju fell beneath the waves, a familiar voice confirmed that the creature, named Cluster Spike for the poisonous spikes that covered its body, was dead. As if waiting for those words, Jarlan's knees buckled and he found himself upright only by virtue of the harness that kept him connected to the Conpod. He let the metal contraption hold his weight, going as boneless as he could manage, and let out a heavy sigh of relief. Some days he wondered if he was getting too old for this. With shaking fingers, he unfastened his helmet and dropped it to the floor. "Are you injured?" Shen Wei was already unbuckling himself, his gaze locked firmly on Zhao Yunlan, checking him out for any visible wounds. "Your biosigns are all over the place." Zhao Yunlan chuckled, painfully aware that he sounded as exhausted as he felt. Their jump hawks were on their way to pick them up. Losant had confirmed the creature was dead, and that no more were in the vicinity. Guardian Envoy was relatively undamaged and was still protecting them. So his body had decided it was time to just stop. "I'm fine," he said, shaking his head briefly before realizing that the movement would leave him a little dizzy. "Just an adrenaline dump. It happens to the best of us." He wasn't lying. Even though he'd never experienced it before, he knew plenty of pilots who had reacted in the same way after a fight. There were rumors that one of the Kaidanovskis in Hong Kong had broken down in tears after a fight. He'd met the pair of them once, and had trouble imagining any situation that would lead either of them to tears. Shen Wei moved to stand next to him, clever fingers already unfastening him from the harness. There were regulations about harness removal, and they both knew they'd have to refasten as soon as the jump hawks arrived. But neither of them cared. As the final click echoed throughout the Conpod, Zhao Yunlan felt his knees buckle again, and prepared himself for the jolt of pain as he hit the deck. Instead, he felt the pressure under his arms as Shen Wei took his weight, slowly, securely, lowering him down. He reached out to Zhao Yunlan, the back of his fingers brushing softly against his cheek. "Are you really okay?"
"I am. I'm just tired."
It was an understatement, and Zhao Yunlan leaned into the solidness of Shen Wei's body, feeling as though every muscle in his body had turned to water. He closed his eyes for a moment, letting the feel of Shen Wei's arms around him act as an anchor. After a moment, he opened his eyes and tapped Shen Wei's helmet. "Take this off and let me make sure you're okay." Shen Wei removed his hand from around Zhao Yunlan and unbuckled his helmet. Unlike Zhao Yunlan's, which had been dropped unceremoniously, he placed his neatly next to him. "I'm uninjured," he said, even as Zhao Yunlan's fingers began tracing a pattern across his forehead and cheeks. The touch was gentle, a soft caress that was as much for Shen Wei's sake as it was for Zhao Yunlan's. "We are both in one piece. No civilians were hurt. Envoy is still the strongest Jäger in the fleet, and the kaiju is destroyed. We survived." Zhao Yunlan stretched himself up a few inches and kissed Shen Wei. "We saved the world," he said with a smile, watching the faint blush spread across Shen Wei's face. He loved that blush. "Again." Shen Wei smiled back at him, leaning in to return the kiss. "On behalf of the world," he said as he kissed Zhao Yunlan again and again. "Thank you for your service." The end.